Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
Elliot and Paige threw their favorite ball back and forth and giggled with joy. Elliot and Paige were brother and sister, and their mom was taking a nap. So they were trying to be extra quiet as they played.
Shh, you'll wake Mom,
Paige said.
I'm not being loud, you're being loud.
Then Elliot did a special wind-up and threw the ball high in the air. Paige ran back to get it. With her arms spread wide, she leapt into the air and snatched the ball from the sky. But when she came down, she hit the table with their mom's flower pot on it. The table creaked back and forth, and Elliot and Paige froze. Then, like thunder from on high, the flower pot fell and shattered into a million pieces on the ground.
What did you do?
Elliot loudly whispered. They both waited to see if their mom would wake up. But surprisingly, she did not stir. They could still hear in the distance her snoring.
Should we hide it?
And so it was that the two children, Elliot and Paige, began to sweep all the pieces under the couch. As they finished sweeping the pieces under the couch, they felt in their hearts that what they were doing was wrong. And when their mom finally woke, she did not notice a thing. But when Paige and Elliot went to school the next day, they felt that they should tell their mom what they did.
Yeah, but we'll get in trouble,
Elliot thought. Then their friend Patrick, who heard what they were saying, came over to give his advice.
I heard what y'all were saying and such and the like. Now if you want to know what God has to say, you have to go to the tippy top of Madison Hill,
Patrick said.
But doesn't God speak to our hearts? Doesn't he help us know right from wrong?
Paige said.
Oh no, God is much too big for that and the such and the like,
Patrick said. And so upon the next day, Elliot and Paige trekked to the tippy top of Madison Hill so that they could ask God themselves if they should tell their mom about the flower pot they broke. They walked and walked until finally they made it to the top. And when they were there, wind began to gust, and it swarmed and slammed the hill. Its power made Elliot and Paige hold on to a nearby tree. But as the wind went and waned and finally stopped, they realized that God was not in the wind, nor was he on the hill. And so they walked home, disappointed that God was not where Patrick said he would be. The next day at school, Elliot and Paige were talking again.
God was not on the hill, or even in the wind. What are we gonna do?
Then a voice came from the shadows in the corner of the playground. An older boy was listening and said,
I reckon God's too big for your prayers or your heart. But I happen to know of a place where you can find God after school. Go up, down, left to the right of Mildred's Pancake Shack and go to Farmer John's hayfield. Yeah, you'll find God there.
And so it was that after school, the two children, Elliot and Paige, followed the other boy's advice. They walked and walked until they reached Farmer John's field. When they walked to the center, they saw that Farmer John had built a huge fire to burn brush and unneeded weeds and wood. Elliot and Paige stood in awe in front of the raging, blazing fire. Its heat and power radiated like the sun. They could hear it crackle and burn. They could feel how hot it was on their faces. They could smell the ash and the soot and smoke that filled the sky. But they could not find God.
No, God is not where the older boy said,
Paige said. And so again, the children walked home sad. For God was not in the wind or fire or on the hill or field. They could not find God. When Elliot and Paige were again on the playground, they swung back and forth, side by side on the swing set. As they swung, they spoke about what happened.
I don't know if we'll ever find God.
Yeah, no need to check your hearts and such. God is big and thus likes big things. I know of a place, though, where something really big is. If you go there, I'm sure you'll find God. Yeah, God'll be there.
So Elliot and Paige went to the place that the boy told them. When they got there, they realized that they were at a train station. They stood for a while until they heard the roar of a train approaching. Its whistle thundered loudly, and it shook the earth as it rumbled by. Elliot and Paige marveled at the way the earth shook and were amazed at the bigness of the train. But in the thunder of the train and the rumble of the earth, God was not.
Where's God?
And when they walked home in sadness, they were surprised when their mom came out to them and said,
Now I need to talk to you two. What happened to my flower pot?
Both Elliot and Paige told their mom that they wanted to tell her, but they could not find God to ask him. They told her that God was not in the wind or in the fire. They told her that God was not in the rumble of the earth. They then both began to cry, for they did not know where God was. Then their mom wiped away their tears and pointed at her heart.
God is not in the wind, or the fire, or the rumble of the earth. God is in the still, small voice of your heart. You knew what you did was wrong because God is in your heart. When you were looking for God in all the big things of the world, you forgot that God loves you so much that he is willing to be in the smallness of a child's heart.
When the children heard this, they knew that God was with them all along. Not in the wind, not in the fire or the rumble of the earth, but in their hearts. And their hearts, from the beginning, told them what they did was wrong. And so it was that from then on, they searched for God in the Bible, in the church, and in their hearts. This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.